USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells reporters not to expect a new trade deal with China anytime soon.
We're talking to China. We're not ready to make a deal, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing.
The president speaking as he left the White House on Friday. The Trump administration has labeled China as a currency manipulator and threatened to impose new tariffs on some $300 billion worth of Chinese imports starting September 1st. Twitter is unlocking the campaign account for Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Twitter blocked the account after a video was posted that included threats against McConnell at his home in Kentucky. Some conservatives have said they will stop advertising on Twitter due to the bias against conservatives. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
The Social Security Administration is admitting it sent out wrong numbers to some people who asked for estimates of benefits they could expect. The agency is saying it was a glitch that caused them to send out the wrong information. One of the president's biggest pen pals has sent him something again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
President Trump telling reporters outside the White House Friday morning that he'd received another letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week.
Really wrote a beautiful three-page, I mean, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
The president also played down concerns about North Korea's recent short-range missile testing, arguing that there's been no nuclear activity since he started talking with Kim. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to President Trump calling on him to use his constitutional powers to call Congress back into session and demand it quickly pass gun control laws. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana says we have to remember one thing.
Speaker Pelosi sent that letter to the president the other day. She talked about a bill that would have done absolutely nothing to affect any of these mass shootings that we've seen. In fact, one of the big concerns we brought up when the bill came through the House is how many constitutional rights it takes away from law-abiding citizens, including if a domestic abuse victim is being threatened by her ex-boyfriend and she asks her neighbor to borrow the gun for the night because she's afraid she's going to be murdered. That would be a criminal offense under Pelosi's bill. So you're already seeing the rhetoric from the left. If there was an easy bill that would have fixed all this, Nancy Pelosi, when she had a supermajority in the House and they had the Senate, and Barack Obama and Joe Biden were in the White House, they didn't bring any bills to address this. We've focused on mental health. That's got to be addressed even more. You know, some of the red flag laws being looked at have merit, but they have to have strong due process to make sure you're not just going to be going after people based on, again, political views or something else. But whatever we do, we shouldn't just do something out of the desire to do something. Let's focus on solving these problems, and mental health is a big part of the problem.
For USA Radio News, the congressman was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.